USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump staying on the teleprompter as he delivered remarks this morning to the United Nations General Assembly, in which he defended his ongoing efforts to negotiate with North Korea. He warned the Iranian government against continuing to foster terrorism in the region and around the world. And he seems to have extended an olive branch towards Chinese trade negotiators.
Hopefully we can reach an agreement that will be beneficial for both countries. But as I have made very clear, I will not accept a bad deal for the American people.
Officials say catch and release is being ended at the border under new procedures. If a family does not claim fear of return to their home country, they'll be deported to that country. If they do claim fear, they'll wait on the Mexican side of the border while the U.S. processes their claim. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump reportedly ordered a hold on military aid to Ukraine a week before a phone call in which he asked the Ukrainian president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's son. That's according to the Washington Post. Vice President Mike Pence says that request of the Ukrainian president had nothing to do with the aid.
The American people can be confident in this congratulatory call that the president spoke about issues that are of interest to American taxpayers, notably corruption, but there was no quid pro quo.
Emmy Award-winning producer of animated hits from The Simpsons to Rick and Morty, Mike Mendel is dead at 54. Mendel worked on Fox's The Tracy Ullman Show, and The Simpsons was a series of animated shorts on the program. His wife says he died of natural causes at their home in Studio City, California. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
On the first day of the annual United Nations General Assembly, world leaders got scolded by a young woman about their inaction on climate change.
They were reprimanded by 16-year-old Greta Thunberg of Sweden.
You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Many of the world leaders are trying to determine the best methods to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 2020. I'm John Clemens.
Negotiators for General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union and GM are trying again today to reach a deal to end what's now a 9-day strike. Nearly 50,000 GM workers off the job in the longest GM strike since 1970. The automaker has already temporarily laid off thousands of workers at facilities in the U.S. and Canada, as the union is looking for better pay and the preservation of existing health care plans. And Lockheed Martin has a new contract to build a half dozen space shuttles, as NASA is working to meet President Trump's goal of returning astronauts to the moon. The company announcing on Monday it's won a $4.6 billion deal to build those shuttles. NASA's Artemis program aims to return astronauts to the moon by 2024. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.